Hey everybody, so pretty big rainstorm here in Maryland. I guess kind of drove out of it now on my way to work. But I finally got to hear exactly what it sounds like when my car exhaust gets splashed on by water. So normally my car has a kind of noise it makes, like a, you know, tuned deep rumble, which is nice. But when water splashes on the exhaust, it's like, and I was like, holy shit, I thought it was a truck next to me, like, put on some crazy brakes, because it was like a giant van. It wasn't like a Sprinter van, it wasn't a, like, semi truck. And I was like, holy shit, sounds like a semi's next to me. And I realized it was me after, like, the second time it happened. I drove through a big puddle on the interstate. I was like, oh shit. And I was like, my car sounds crazy loud when the water gets on it. And it takes a couple minutes for the exhaust to re-expand after the water hits it. So, like, it finally goes away, but it's crazy. It's just kind of, like, unexpected. I'll tell you that. Because I knew it could happen. I never had it happen. I thought it had before, but I never had, like, as much water splash on it, because it was, like, you could tell you got a lot more of the exhaust based on how much the sound changed. Like, they online, when I read, like, the, it wasn't a forum, it was, like, a guy's website who, just kind of posted, like, the handbook and stuff, and known issues with the car, and that was on there, and it was kind of like, the sound will change a little bit, and it'll slowly go back, and it'll go back to normal after it heats back up. And I thought, oh, okay, whatever. It was like a bulletin from Volvo, and I was like, cool. But I was like, damn, it took a while, like several minutes, and it changed a lot, like enough for me to think I was driving a different vehicle. Like, I was concerned. I was like, first I was like, oh shit, I was like, maybe something's wrong with my car. And then I was like, oh wait, water just hit it, maybe got on the exhaust, because I hadn't actually had it happen like that. So I thought, man, my car is fucked. Like, I thought I had to pull off the road and drive home and switch vehicles and shit, you know, and call my mechanic and be like, oh man, my car's fucked up. But no, luckily it was not, because my car's running great. So I was like really concerned there for a minute, and that would have pissed me the fuck off, because my car cost too much to fix shit on it. Okay, I need a brake from fixing shit on it. I need to call these dudes and try to get a new bumper cover for my front bumper, because I tore the bottom in half on it because of fucking curb. Fuck curbs, okay? I don't know why the fuck they exist. And, you know, most cars nowadays are getting lower and lower. And it's not like my car is super low, but it is, you know, lower than other cars. But it's like, geez, come on. I mean, it's not like I'm rocking a fucking, you know, dropped car here. And the curb's not even that high. That's why I was so pissed. It's like, what do you think a normal curb was? You know, they need to get rid of curbs in front of parking spots, I think, is what's going to happen here. Or I need to switch back to driving a truck where, you know, you just slam the curb and you're like, oh, I parked. You know, that's the easy way to do it. And then your front of your truck overhangs like 2 feet into the fucking sidewalk. But fuck those people walking. You know, that's not what America's about. So, either that, but the problem was the truck I wanted to get to even lower than this fucking car, right? That Ford Lightning, I keep finding all modified and shit. It's like, get one of those, be even worse. I'd probably fuck the whole body up in like 2 seconds. But, thanks for listening to rant about, my car's, exhaust startling me while driving, getting me concerned. And, hope everyone's driving safe, because, where I live, the, roads were flooded in places they don't flood, so it was kind of awkward driving around, and you hit it, and your car, like, you know, really gets some resistance there. It's not, like, a good thing, and it's not comfortable. You're, like, kind of, like, fuck, you know, because you know your car's doing, you know, you're hydroplaning a little bit. You know, luckily, I got an all-wheel drive car, so, you know, I still got a little control while that's all going on. You know, my tires respond and slow down and stuff, so it's a little weird. And if you have an all-wheel drive, you know what I'm talking about, where it starts, like, powering different wheels and shit, and it feels a little awkward sometimes until you get used to it when you're driving. So be safe out there, especially anybody in the South who got hit by a tornado. You know, a couple hundred people, or almost 200 people died. It was, like, 179 so far, and 138 in Alabama. So, you know, weather's dangerous. Try to be careful out there if you encounter any of it.